Now we're coming up to the Cuarto Tus Sisters. Beautiful building, typical Spanish building. We're going to go through the carriageway here. This was a home that was built in the Spanish style. On this site was at one time the home of one of the early Spanish governors of Louisiana when it was ruled back during the Spanish period. Built in the typical Spanish style, it has this fabulous carriageway leading into the fantastic courtyard. There's this beautiful set of iron gates that are opened, and they're made of Spanish wrought iron. That means they were handmade. They were not poured like liquid iron in a mold. They're hand done. And notice the sign on them. It says they're the Charm Gates. And notice the dates and read the little plaque. It says these gates were brought here from Spain. They were made many, many years ago during the reign of Queen Isabella of Spain. That's the legend. And they're referred to as the Charm Gates. And supposedly, if you rub them, it gives you charm and maybe a little good luck. So a lot of people rub them on the way in. They rub them on the way out. Of course, on the way out, maybe they're holding on after a couple of Southern Comfort cocktails. The courtyard here at the Cuarto Tus Sisters is the largest courtyard open to the public still today. And the property is so big, it goes from this entrance here on Raw Street right through the courtyard, right onto the back street, which is Bourbon Street. The family business would have been at the bottom, and the family lived upstairs. Way back in the late 1800s, this piece of property was purchased by a gentleman for his wife and her sister to open here on the ground floor, a ladies' dress shop. And it was actually, back in those days, it was called a rabais shop. It was mostly, and what that means, it was mostly for fabric, ribbons, lace, things like that. These ladies became the dressmakers for the really uptown ladies. Over the years, of course, as the ladies got older and older, they slowed down, and one of them passed away, and they were so close, the story goes, that they died within days of one another. This was right around World War II in the 1940s, and the place was purchased by a gentleman and turned into a bar and restaurant called the Court of the Two Sisters, because it was always referred to as the home or the place of the two sisters. That's where everyone shopped. Court of Two Sisters is one of the nicest places to relax during the day and have a fantastic lunch every day. And this is really what makes the court so special. The food is wonderful. The court has a buffet dinner from 9 to 3 every day here in the courtyard. Of course, when the weather isn't good, they use the inside dining rooms. But the buffet is really one of the special treats here in New Orleans. There are more than 80, almost 90 dishes to choose from on this buffet. And you can taste all the things that New Orleans is famous for, like the oysters Rockefeller and the oysters Bienville and the gumbo and the crawfish etouffee and the grillades and grits. Of course, there are other things if you want just roast beef or sliced turkey, fantastic salad bar and all, but it's really special. It's a jazz brunch. There's a jazz combo. You can sit down, relax, have a fantastic drink or two, a couple of glasses of wine, and this fantastic buffet. Here at the bar, everyone comes to say hello to Miss Flo. Not only does she make some of the best drinks, she's created a lot of the drinks that are very famous, including the Bayou Bash. She's a legend here at the Cuarto Tus Sisters.
The Bayou Bash is tropical, which is made with orange juice, pineapple juice, and cherry juice, Southern Comfort, and a little red wine float on the top. It is excellent. Better than a hurricane.
The courtyard is very famous, a very colorful history. It's been told many times that Jean Lafitte the pirate fought duels here in this courtyard. Legend has it that Marie Laveau, the famous voodoo priestess, conducted some voodoo rituals here in the courtyard back in her day. The Court of Two Sisters, one of the most popular stops here on the Southern Comfort cocktail tour.